USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas pressed for an immediate Israeli ceasefire during a meeting with U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken on Sunday, while Gaza's health ministry reported dozens killed in an overnight strike on a refugee camp. Blinken, in an unannounced visit to the occupied West Bank, has been cautious about an Israeli ceasefire due to concerns about benefiting Hamas. The Gaza health ministry disclosed that at least 47 people were killed in the refugee camp strike. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protesters shook a White House fence and vandalized it last night, spraying red paint and chanting vulgarities at President Joe Biden. Some protesters were even seen trying to climb the White House's iron gates. They went on to vandalize the General Marquis de Lafayette statue in nearby Lafayette Park with graffiti and Palestinian flags as well. Rula Atay has a sister and nephews that live in Palestine.
I just want to be heard. I want people to know that the life out there is not okay, occupation in Palestine. It's not an easy life on a day-to-day basis.
The Secret Service was able to control the situation and no arrests were made. An earthquake around midnight Friday in Nepal has killed at least 157 people and injured hundreds of others. The quake had a magnitude 6.4, according to Nepal's National Seismological Center. Buildings and homes toppled down on people while they slept. Today, search and rescue efforts are taking place, as well as the cremation of those who died, in accordance with Hindu tradition and culture. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Alaska Airlines over an incident where an off-duty pilot tried to crash the plane.
The pilot told police in Portland he'd been using psychedelic mushrooms when he tried to shut down the plane's engines with the fire extinguisher handles. Three passengers filed the suit, claiming emotional and monetary damages. Alaska is accused of having a lack of rigorous screenings and standards for off-duty pilots allowed to ride in cockpit jump seat. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasizing that message to reporters on Friday.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he will not consider a pause in the fighting in Gaza unless Hamas releases the more than 200 hostages it currently holds captive. I'm John Schaefer.
The state of Maine is preparing for a vote this week on a ballot initiative that could establish the nation's first publicly owned electric utility governed by an elected board. Supporters believe this initiative could enhance local control over utilities, potentially reducing service interruptions in a state that experiences frequent power outages. However, opponents argue that shifting to a public utility ownership might not be a cost-effective solution, since a board of directors could make decisions based on higher profit potential. SpaceX has broken another record for reusing a booster rocket. A Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral Friday night to put 23 more Starlink satellites into orbit. The booster for the mission was first launched in May of 2020 and is the oldest currently flying. It was the 18th launch of the booster, the most ever for a reusable rocket. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.